back this week for our biweekly web chat with Woodstock Mayor Pat Sobeski, who joins us. And Pat, you're coming off an interesting mayor's breakfast just last week at the Quality Inn. Tell us a little bit about what you focused on. A lot of it was Woodstock Hydro.
Yes, it's an annual breakfast put on by the chamber. They do it in the other communities, and so it's an opportunity for the mayor to pick a topic. And this year I selected to talk about the potential sale between Woodstock Hydro and Hydro One. And I thought it was important to point out some of the basics that a lot of people don't understand, that the status quo really isn't an option. There's a bigger provincial peace taking place. People were surprised, for example, to find out that the city of Woodstock owns Woodstock Hydro, but according to the old Ontario Energy Board rules, we can't invest any money in Woodstock Hydro. So you have a lot of little points of view that I wanted to express and explain, that Hydro One, basically now it's part of the city. They encompass the city, so the growth opportunities for Woodstock Hydro down the road are going to be limited. So there's a number of factors to be considered. And again, there's the big global provincial picture, but then you also have to figure out how each individual LDC works into the plan that the province has laid out, which is, I think, pretty clear that there is going to be a consolidation of the LDCs across the province.
And they'd mentioned that back in 2012, and I guess you have a little bit of an advantage in watching what happened in some neighboring counties too, like Norfolk County was mentioned, and Haldimand as well.
Yes, we've seen sales there, where in Norfolk County they went to a public process where they had a number of LDCs submit bids, and Hydro One was a successful bidder there. Meanwhile, next door in Haldimand decided to do an exclusive deal quietly with Hydro One. And when Hydro One approached the city, we said, yeah, we're prepared to do an exclusive deal, but we're going to announce that we're talking with you. So certainly there's ourselves, and there's still a few other LDCs across the province that are looking at some form of sale merger.
You might not have this answer, but how long before residents here can expect to see maybe something similar happen with the exclusive arrangement and dealing with Hydro One that we've entered into or entering into? Does that mean that the sale of the local utility isn't far off?
Well, again, we started the due diligence, I believe, in about October. So we're past the due diligence point. We're now into serious negotiations. And so at some point in time, council is going to have to make a decision. And it could be sooner than later.
Let's look at council this week. The meeting starts off also the beginning of May, too. It's the first of May session. But some of the things on the agenda of note, one is kind of a minor thing, but looking at already doing some things for sidewalk sales later in August and getting a lot of those businesses up on the liquor permits that they'll need to expand their business during that week.
Yes, the BIA has there. It used to be they call it Summerfest now. It used to be called Sidewalk Days, but Summerfest. And so the streets close down Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then there's a big car show on Sunday. So as a result, a lot of the retailers like to expand their storefront. And in the case of those that sell liquor, they have to get special permission to extend their patio out onto the street. And so we're seeing the annual establishments coming back to the city, indicating that they want to apply again. And basically, the three that have applied have never been an issue.
The fire department makes its way onto the agenda again. Tell us what's going on this week.
Well, the city did a fire efficiency review last year. And part of the review was to take a look at the existing fire station on Parkinson Road, possibly relocate it to James Street and Springbank. But part of it is that this building is 1974. If indeed it's going to continue to be used, we now have our emergency management center out there. We have to improve the customer service. Right now you go out there, the door is locked. So if we're going to get into education and first level, we've got to provide a customer service area. And there's other things that are required to sort of modernize the building. And so we're taking a look at it, and those familiar with the property will know there's grading issues and everything else. But this is a study to give us a sense as to what the cost would be to do the renovations out there, and it's far more than just making the doorways taller than they are now.
One thing that's off the agenda, but I wanted to bring up because it's timely to this time of year, have you been hearing it about potholes or the selection of the roads that are going to be worked on this year to engineering? Because a lot of residential roads are getting a treatment, and they do deserve it, but some people still wondering about places like Springbank and Beards Lane, and they're getting pretty rough to drive on now.
This has been a tough winter on roads. Actually, I've been spending more time talking to the water guys because of pipes breaking under the surface. That's been sort of a huge concern during the winter months, and it'll continue during the spring thaw. The city has laid out a program. We try and publish what streets are going to be repaved. For example, Houston Street between Huron and Winchester School. It's going to repave, and it's in combination with the county, the underground water, wastewater pipes will all be replaced. But this has been certainly a hard winter, and certainly if your road was in a stable, medium to stable condition, the weather certainly had its toll on some roads. So city staff is going to have to take a look at seeing what repairs we can do and reevaluating the fix list.
And I think maybe you touched on this a bit, but when it comes to, let's say, what roads need work in particular, do you often look at the fact that maybe they need as much work underneath that road too with some of the lines and systems there as what maybe people drive on? And that gives you an indicator of maybe, I guess, what street gets that treatment next.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot better coordination between the county and the city on that. I mean, there were times a decade ago where the city would come in and fix a street, and then 5 years later, the county would come in and rip it up to put in the underground. So there's certainly a lot of better coordination. The underground pipes will sometimes dictate that a street be done. So on the surface, it looks okay, but the pipes underneath raise it to a higher priority. So I think we do a pretty good job at coordinating those activities.
As far as council goes this week on Thursday, Heart FM will be there. Just remind everybody when it starts.
Again, council meeting starts at 7 o'clock, and this week, like all weeks, accommodation seats are free.
Woodstock Mayor Pat Sobeski for another week.